ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रभं रजरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सदगौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय दंडवत प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स निप्लाय शिवन भक्तिवेदान श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड निप्लाय शिव भक्तियान श्री वामन गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव to entire Rupanagari Guru Varga, to our guardians, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and to especially three beloved associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose Avirbhav and Tirubhav Tithi we are observing respectively. So this is the Avirbhav Tithi of Sri Veerbhadra Prabhu, the personal associate of Sri Gaur Nitai and Sri Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. And also the disappearance day of Sri Sakicharan Das Babaji Maharaj. It's also his Tirubhav Tithi today. So very auspicious tithis coinciding on this wonderful day. This Navami. So beginning with Sri Veerchandra Prabhu, Veerbhadra Prabhu. He's also called Veerchandra, Veerbhadra. So has two names there. So we hear that... Who is Veerbhadra Prabhu? He is an incarnation of Shirodakshaya Vishnu himself. Now, first we hear that Krishna, he expands into Baldev Prabhu. And Baldev Prabhu, he expands into Mool Sankarshan. And Mool Sankarshan in Dwaraka, he expands into Mahasankarshan. And Mahasankarshan, he expands into this Chaturviha. Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Vasudev. Then again there are the three Purushavataras. Karnabdha Sai Vishnu, who is Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So this way as Jivas, we all emanate from Karnabdha Sai Vishnu. You know, we are all like, he is our source. And Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he is Padmanab. It's from his navel that Brahma, he is born from a lotus flower and he creates 14 worlds, Bhurvah Swaha. And also, the incarnation of Garbhodakshaya is Mahavishnu, he resides on the milk ocean. And Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he resides on the Garbhodak Samudra. And then there is Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So, actually, he resides on the milk ocean. Mahavishnu, he rests on the causal ocean. No, Shirodakshaya Vishnu is kheer, no, is milk. So he resides on the milk ocean. And it is, and he is the one who is present as Paramatma in everyone's hearts. So therefore, in one way, if you think about it, we have a very close relationship with him. No, because as Paramatma, he's staying in our hearts and he has been with us since time immemorial. Since we've been conditioned, he's always there with us. So he's always seeing what we're doing. He's always guiding us from within as Chaitya Guru. Although Sri Guru is also present in our hearts and he's also as Chaitya Guru is guiding us. So therefore, this sthiti is actually especially very important, so important for us. Because it's like the appearance of Paramatma himself, you know, who's our dear companion. You know, he's always with us at all times. You know, there's a verse in Gita where Krishna says, from me comes forgetfulness and remembrance. So actually this is coming from Paramatma himself. So therefore today his is Avirbhav Tithi as Veerchandra Prabhu. So we hear that Shirodakshaya Vishnu, there's a pastime in the Bhagavatam, no? That there was a Brahmin and every time a son would be born to him, the son would immediately die. So this way the Brahmin, he was actually saying such bad things about Krishna. Saying, oh, just see in this Dwaraka what's happening. Normally in Ram's time, a son would never die in front of his father. It would never happen. Rather, the father would die first and then the son. But here you see the opposite is happening. How can I tolerate this? So he was like chastising Krishna. And Arjuna, he could not bear to listen to this, his dear Sakha Krishna being chastised, you know, his Prabhu. So then he told the Brahman, what are you saying? He's saying, oh, I had like so many, 9 or 10 children born. They all died. So then Arjuna said, okay, the next time a son is born to you, I will make a ring of fire. I will make a circle of fire all around your house and make sure that the Yamdutas will never come near you. So then Arjuna, he said, if I cannot protect your sons, then I will jump into the fire. He said, give up my life. So then Brahman said, okay, I agree. So then when he did that, then the son died again. So then the Brahmin says, just see how you are. You're a liar, cheater you are. So then Arjuna said, what have I done, you know? And then he said, okay, now I'll enter the fire. The Kshatriya, no? Then Krishna said, wait. He said, give me some time. So then Krishna and Arjuna, they went all the way, piercing all the coverings of the universe. And then there they saw that darshan of Shirodakshay Vishnu. So Shirodakshay Vishnu, he said, actually I was the one who was stealing all these babies away. Because I knew that Krishna will have to come looking after this baby, these babies. So therefore I was so, I wanted to see Krishna, you know, I was so like greedy to have his darshan. Because if you see, Vishnu never descends to this world. Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, even Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, they never descend themselves. They send their incarnations. But Krishna, he himself descends. His Swayam Rupa. So he thought, oh, I wanted to have darshan of Krishna, his beauty. So now I've had your darshan, I'm giving back all these children. He gave back all these children. So in this way, the same Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, it seemed he even had a desire to have darshan of Krishna as Mahaprabhu. No. Because as Mahaprabhu, he is Radha Bhavadyuti Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Sarupam. He wanted to have darshan of him in that form. So therefore, he appeared as the son of Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu, he told Nityananda Prabhu that, oh, Nitai, you go back to Bengal, he told him. He said, you go back to Bengal and you marry, he said. And I will appear in your family, Mahaprabhu told him. I will appear in your family and through you I will deliver all of Bengal, he said. So you go back. So this way he sent Nityananda Prabhu back to Bengal. So then, as we know, Nityananda Prabhu, when he went back to Bengal, we know that history, you know, that Suryadas Sarakhel was like the accountant for the king. He had two daughters, Vasudha and Jahnava Devi. So we know that past time, that Jahnava, she had left her body, Jahnava Devi, and they wanted to cremate her. But then immediately, as soon as Nityananda Prabhu came, she opened. Nityananda Prabhu said, why are you sleeping so long? Wake up. And immediately she opened her eyes and she woke up. At that time, there were like two small girls. But then, as soon as they were, you know, they were married to Nityananda Prabhu, they became like fully grown women. It was like they were waiting for Nityananda Prabhu to just come. And then we know that history, you know, that Nityananda Prabhu wanted a place to stay. And then the king said, oh, go there where all the garbage is thrown. And then Nityananda Prabhu, what did he do? He just took a piece of straw and then this kar. And then he created a very beautiful city, palace. Then this kardaha was made. So this way, Nityananda Prabhu, he was married to the two daughters of Suradas Sarakhel. So this way, he... Nityananda Prabhu, there's a very nice book called Abhiram Lilamrit. Therein it is described that Nityananda Prabhu, every time he would have a son born of Vasudha, Abhiram Thakur would come, he would offer his obeisances and the son would die. This is so many sons had left their bodies. So Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram himself, but then he was thinking, oh, every time he comes, my son dies. So this time, if a son is born to me, I will make sure Abhiram Thakur will not come here. So then he told all the boatmen that don't bring him across the river. Wherever he is, let him stay there. So then when a son was born, everyone was invited except Abhiram Thakur. Then Advaita Acharya asked Nityananda Prabhu, why not him? He said, oh, if he comes again, my son will die. And he said, how can I pacify my two wives? He said, I cannot pacify them. So then Vakreshwar Pandit, no, he went to Abhiram Thakur and he said, oh, where are you? He said, like, why are you here when there's a big festival happening there in Nityananda Prabhu's house? He said, what's happening? He said, oh, son is born, you're not going. He said, oh, I haven't been invited. Then he said, you're a coward boy. Coward boy, he needs no invitation. And without you, the ceremony will be incomplete. So go there immediately. So then Abhiram Thakur, what did he do? He wanted to cross the river. But then the boatmen, they were discussing amongst themselves. They said, we can take any person across except a person called Abhiram Thakur. We cannot take him across the river, because Nityananda Prabhu has firmly told us to not do so. So then when they realized that this person was Abhiram Thakur himself, what did they do? They started filling their boats with water and they started drowning them, saying, we will not take you across. They started drowning all the boats in the river. So then Abhiram Thakur, what did he do? He just took a cloth, and then anyhow, he combined a few pieces of cloth and then he swam across the river. Then when he saw Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu was pleasantly surprised that anyhow he reached. So then so much prasad was brought to him and he ate everything, Abhiram Thakur. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, we're cowherd boys. No, he's Sridham, Abhiram Thakur. We always share what we eat. We never eat everything. And then you've eaten everything. Then Abhiram Thakur said, oh, if you really think I'm a cowherd boy, then you don't believe what I've done. Then just go see all your pots. Then everything was present as it is. Whatever he'd eaten was present as it is. So then Abhiram Thakur, he said, I want to see a son. So then when he went to offer pranams to the young son, Nityananda Prabhu, the infant, Nityananda Prabhu was very scared. But then as he offered pranams, not once, but two times and three times, nothing happened to him. And he said, oh, this person is really, he's like your incarnation, he said. Then Abhiram Thakur took that boy on his lap and he started dancing so much. Then Nityananda Prabhu and everyone was so happy. So Veerbhadra Prabhu was born, and also his sister, Srimati Ganga Devi, who's like an incarnation of Ganga herself. She was married to Madhvacharya, who is like the incarnation of Shantanu Maharaj, like one associate of Mahaprabhu. So when Veerbhadra Prabhu was born, he grew up directly under the shelter of Vasudha and Jahnava Devi. We know that Leela, no? That once Jahnava Devi was drawing some water from the well, and Veerbhadra Prabhu, he had a doubt, saying, oh, she's my mother. How can I accept my mother as my spiritual master? No, there's that familial bond. But then what happened? As soon as she was drawing water from the well, she manifested two more arms and she covered herself. Then he realized, oh, she's not just my mother, she's like the Shakti of Bhagavan. Immediately took Diksha from her. And then with their permission, he said, I want to go to Vrindavan. And then when he went to, he said, they gave him permission, and from Kardaha, he proceeded on his way to Vrindavan. So first he went to, from Vrindavan, he went to Uddharanda Thakur's place. This is Saptagram. There Uddharanda Thakur's son, Srinivas Datta, he welcomed him. And then from there he went to Shantipur, where Advaita Acharya's son, Sri Krishna Mishra, he welcomed him. And then he stayed there for some time. And then he went to Ambika Kalna, where Hridaya Chaitanya Thakur, he welcomed him there. And then from Ambika Kalna, he went to Navdeep, where he had darshan of Yogpeet, all the associates of Mahaprabhu. And from there, he went to Sri Kanda, where Raghunandan Thakur and his son Kanai Thakur, they welcomed him. He stayed there. And then from there, he went to Janjigram, where Srinivas Acharya himself welcomed him there. And then from there, he went to Katwa, where Gadadhar Das Thakur was present. And then he went to, from Katwa, he went to Budhari Gram, where the younger brother of Ramchandra Kaviraj, that is Sri Govindas Kaviraj, he stayed there. So he stayed there for some days. And then he went to Keturi Gram, where Narottam Das Thakur himself welcomed him there, because he knew he was the son of Nityananda Prabhu. Then there they had such nice kirtan. And then finally from there he went to Vrindavan, where he met Jiva Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Madhu Pandit Goswami, Anantacharya, Haridas Pandit, and everyone there. And then taking their permission, he started visiting all the forests of Braj, at Darshan of Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Giriraj, Govardhan. And then from there, he bought some stone. And then he established this stone in a place called Shamsundar Ghat in Kardaha. And it is from this stone that the deities manifested. No, Shamsundar, Radha Vallabh, and Radha Nanda Dulal. So we also heard that pastime from the Vaishnavas. The Nityananda Prabhu also, when he saw this stone marked with the stains of Devaki's children, he threw that stone into the river. So anyhow, floating down, it came across. And anyhow, this Muslim man, he was using it for some bad things. But then anyhow, the stone was placed in university, and then the deity is manifested from this stone. So I think this is that same stone that was found there in Shamsundar Ghat, hopefully, if I'm not mistaken there. So then this way, he established these temples there. And Veerchandra Prabhu, he wrote a personal copy of the Bhagavatam. And the personal copy of the Bhagavatam is still present in that Shamsundar temple, where one can have darshan. So this way, he also, it is said that his two Shaktis were Narayani and Lakshmi, Shri Shakti. They were the daughters of Yadunandan and his wife. So Lakshmi Devi, I think her name was also. So this way he preached the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu far and wide. And Mahaprabhu, he delivered all of them. He delivered all his descent. He delivered everyone in Bengal through him. So today is his auspicious tithi, very auspicious day. And today is also the disappearance day of Sri Sakhi Charan Das Babaji Maharaj. So, fortunately, I know very little about him, but what we know is that he was the one who actually sponsored the building of the Yogpeet temple in Mayapur. If you see, as soon as you enter the Yogpeet, to the left is his samadhi there. As soon as you enter, to the right is Bhaktivinoda Thakur Subhasha Samadhi, and to the left is his samadhi. So he helped for the construction of this building. And Sridhar Maharaj's temple, he helped finance this construction. So today is also Thirubhav Tithi. And also today is the Avirbhav Tithi of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. You know, so we know his glories that he was born on this day. And we've heard from his own biography that when he was born, he learned Sanskrit and English from his cousins while he was still in his mother's, while he was being looked after, you know, when he was still a baby. Like for one half the night, those who knew Sanskrit would speak in Sanskrit, so he learned Sanskrit. One half the night, those who knew English would speak in English, his cousins, so he learned English as well. And he said he was a Ram Bhakta from his very childhood. He was thinking, no, Ramchandra is so established in Maryada, while Krishna is established in this Madhurya. No? So he was thinking, oh, Krishna is like enjoying pastimes with the wives of other men. So he had more love for Ram. But then we know that as he grew up, when he went to college, there he met some devotees of Mahaprabhu, who were his classmates. There he read the book of Mahaprabhu, and there he was thinking, oh, who is this Prem Purushottam? And also his father would go to Katwa, taking him there, and there he would listen to the glories of Mahaprabhu. And then also he met so many different personalities in his life, like this Bharat Sevashram founder and all the others. Also, there was one person who told him, oh, Mahaprabhu's teachings are very high, so you follow like the other teachings of the other spiritual authorities, so-called. But then anyhow, he stuck to Mahaprabhu. And then we know that when he was working there at this Ultradangi Junction Road, there Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami was speaking Harikatha, and being attracted so much by his Harikatha there, he joined the temple. And then he was always very inquisitive, and Prabhupada knew that he had some inquisitiveness. So therefore, he inquired who he was. And then he was made to wait, actually, to see Prabhupada. He was made to wait. So then he thought, oh, when Sukadev Goswami wanted to meet Janak Maharaj, he had to pass through 9 gates. So similarly, I am also being made to wait to see a spiritual personality. It is for my own good. So then he had darshan of Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada, he gave him one book. And then Sridhar Maharaj, he told one of Prabhupada's disciples, I already have this book. But he said, no, this book Prabhupada is himself given to you by his lotus-like hands. So keep this book with you. Don't keep it anywhere else. So this way, when he went with Prabhupada to Mayapur, there Prabhupada, he was speaking Harikatha. There he was saying, oh, all of you, don't leave me. No, even if your house is burning down in your villages in Calcutta, still anyhow, just stay here. So then he was thinking, just see how selfless he is, working for the welfare of everyone. So then he took initiation also. Then he was seeing how all the disciples of Prabhupada were. No, Gurudev always speaks that history. For all the disciples of Prabhupada, they were offering pranams to Param Gurudev. So he was thinking, oh, he's in white. And the sannyasis are offering pranams to him. So he was so much inspired. And then it is said that he was preaching so much. And then there was a magazine which mentioned the dates of Vishnupriya Devi as born on Krishna Panchami. And this, he said this is not true. He said Vishnupriya Devi is Gaur Shakti. So she is born, not born on this Krishna's thing. She is Shukla Paksha, not Krishna Paksha. So he corrected this. And then when he was preaching with Bhaktiridai Bhan Maharaj, he received Bhan Maharaj, he told Prabhupada that, oh, he's well so qualified. So anyhow, then he got sannyas along with Bhakti Bhudev Shauti Maharaj. So he got sannyas there, and then as we know, the rest is history, how he preached. It is said Swami Maharaj, while he was leaving this world, he said, deposit $1 million in the bank, he said. And whatever interest you get of that money, he said, I want all the pastime places of Mahaprabhu to be restored, he said. So then the disciples asked Swami Maharaj, in which place? First in Navadvip, Vrindavan, or Bangladesh? Which place? Or Odisha? Where should we start with? And he said, start with Sridhar Maharaj's temple, he said. Sridhar Maharaj is a very beloved associate of Mahaprabhu. Start building his temple first, he said, restoring his temple. This is how much respect he had for him. And when he was leaving this world also, some disciples asked him, oh, the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam is unfinished on the 10th, 11th and 12th. So who will help us? He said, go to Sridhar Maharaj. He'll help you, he said. So he had so much love and respect for his dear God brother. And lastly, because we're running off time, we see that we sing his Prabhupada Padmastava every day. Every day we sing this. And it's so beautiful, no, this Prabhupada Padmastava. Like if you see, if you look at the word for word definitions, it's so beautiful. Like there he says, Sujanar Buddha Radhita Pada Yugam. So there he says, Sujanar Buddha, Sujan Arubuddha, Aradhita Pada Yugam. So there he's saying that Prabhupada's lotus feet are being worshipped, Aradhita, by Arubuddha means crores. So crores and crores of sadhus, Sujans, Sajjans, they're being worshipped by him. Yuga Dharma Durandara Patravaram. There he's saying, Yuga Dharma Durandara Patravaram. He's Durandar means a very competent personality. So he's the most competent personality establishing this Yuga Dharma for this age. And Varada Abhaya Dayaka Pooja Padam. So Varada Abhaya Dayaka Pooja Padam. His Pooja Padam, most worshipful feet, are giving Varada blessings and Abhay. Varada Abhadha, Vara Abhadhayaka Pooja Padam. This way, Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam. Then he's saying, Bhajanorjita Sajjana Sangapatim. So Bhajana Urjita means those who are very expert in Bhajan. Bhajanorjita Sajjana Sangapatim. He is like the leader of that Sangha, of the those who perform Bhajan. Patidadika Karuni Kaikagatim. So Patidadika means those who are extremely fallen. Patidadika Karuni Kaikagatim means he is full of compassion for them. He is their only shelter, Gatim. And at the same time, Gati Vanchita Vanchaka Chintya Padam. His Achintya Padam, his inconceivable lotus feet, they cheat those who are hypocrites. And this way he's saying, Ati Komala Kanchana Dhirga Tanum. Ati Komala Kanchana Dhirga Tanum. His body is very soft, Komal, Kanchan, it is gold in color. And it's Dhirga, he's very tall, Prabhupada, very majestic. Dhirga Tanum, Tanu Nindita Hema Mrinala Madam. Tanu Nindita Hema Mrinala. So here you see, his beauty reproaches the golden beauty of the mrinal, of the lotus flower. Tanu nindita hema mrinala padam, madanarbuda vandita. There he's saying, this mud, the pride that the golden lotus has, he rebukes that. And madanarbuda vandita chandra padam. His chandra padam, his moon-like lotus feet, is worshipped by madanarbuda, again, arbuda. Millions of cupids, they worship his lotus feet. And nijasevaka taraka ranji vidhum. So he is like the moon, and his Nijasevaks are like the stars. So he is like the moon in this constellation of stars. Nijasevaka taraka ranji vidhum, vidutahita hunkrita singavaram. So his lion-like roars, no, they dispel these vidutahita. Ahita means, causes great fear in these vidutas, means those who are like heretics, those who are inimical. No, vidutahita hunkrita chandrapadam, and then... Varanagata Balisha Shandapadam. So Varanagata Balisha. Balisha means those are innocent. So those innocent people who take shelter of Zoro's feet, they attain auspiciousness. Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam. And Vipuli Krita Vai Baba Gaura Bhuvam. He established the opulence of this Gaurdham everywhere. Bhuvaneshu Vikirtita Gaura Dayam. Bhuvaneshu Vikirtita Gaura Dayam means he established the glories of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. This Vikirtita means the fame of this Gaura Daya. He established Bhuvaneshu all over the world. And Dayaniya Ganarpita Gaura Padam. And those who are Dayaniya means those who are so much desperate for mercy. To them, Dayaniya Ganarpita Gaura Padam, he provided the shelter of Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Then it goes on to say, Chira Gaura Janashraya Vishwagurum. Chira Gaura Janashraya. He is Chira, means eternally Gaura Jana Ashraya. He is the Ashraya for the Gaurjans, means the devotees of Mahaprabhu. And he is Vishwagurum, he is Jagat Guru. Guru Gaura Kishoraka Dasya Param. He is full of this mood of servitude for his spiritual master, Gaura Kishoras Babaji Maharaj. Paramadrita Bhakti Vinoda Padam. Paramadrita means he has so much respect for the lotus feet of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Paramadrita Bhakti Vinoda Padam. And then Raghu Rupa Sanatana Kirti Dharam means he's as renowned as Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Raghu Rupa Sanatana Kirti Dharam. Dharani Tala Kirtita Jiva Kavim means he established in this world the glories of Jiva Goswami. Kaviraja Narottama Sakya Padam. And then he is Kaviraja Narottama Sakya Padam is a dear friend. He has such friendship with Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur and the others. And Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam. So Kripaya, out of his causeless mercy, he manifested as the deity of Hari Kirtan. Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam, out of his causeless mercy. And then Dharani Baraharaka Gaura Janam. He is a dear associate of Mahaprabhu who came to steal the burden of Mother Earth away. Dharani Baraharaka Gaura Janam. Janakadika Vatsalasnikta Padam. He is more loving and affectionate than millions of fathers, Janaks. Pranamami Sada Prabhupadam. Then Sharanagata Kinkara Kalpatarum. He's a wish fulfilling tree, Kalpataru, for the Sharanagat Kinkas, for the servitors who surrender. And then Taru Dikrita Dhira Vadanya Varam. Taru Dikrita Dhira Vadanya Varam means his patience, Dhira, his Vadanyata, magnanimity, it like rebukes the patience and magnanimity, the forbearance of the tree itself. Therefore, it's called Taru Dikrita. And then Varadendra Ganarchita Divya Padam. Varadendra means those who are the best of those who give benedictions. Varadendra Ganarchita. Gana Archita means they offer, they worship his divine lotus feet, Divya Padam. Parahamsavaram Paramartha Gatim. He's the best of the Paramahansas and Paramartha Gatim. He is the shelter of this Paramartha. It is the topmost wealth, Krishna Prem itself. Paramahamsavaram Paramartha Gatim. Gati. So then he had this, he's adopted the dress of a sannyasi to deliver those who are fallen. And then Yati Raj Ganai Parisevya Padam. His lotus feet are worshipped by the best of the Yati Rajas, the sannyasis. Pranamami Sada Prabhupadam. Finally, his identity is being told by Sridhar Maharaj. Vrishabhanu Suta Daitanu Charam. Anuchari, he is the dear maidservant of Vrishabhanu Suta, Srimati Radhika. Charanashrita Renu Dharastamaham. He is sheltered. And then he's saying, I take the shelter of his lotus feet. I'm taking the dust of his lotus feet. And then Mahadadbhuta Pavana Shakti Padam. His lotus feet have such purifying potency. Mahad Adbhuta, wonderful, Pavana, purity. Shakti Padam, such potency. So in this way, every day we're singing this Kirtan. It has such beautiful meanings. Gurudev himself would visit the Pushpa Samadhi of Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur and say, have the devotees sing this Kirtan. So in this way, he's given us so many things. This also this Gaur Premdham Stotram, which is as beautiful as Smaran Mangal Stotra, Bhaktivinoda Thakur itself. He's given Gaur Hari Kusum Stavashtakam, Bhaktivinod Dwadashakam, Bhaktivinod Dashakam, Prabhupad Dwadashakam, so many other Ashtakams and Dwadashakams. So very auspicious tithi. So praying at the lotus feet of these dear associates of Mahaprabhu, that they bestow their mercy upon us, and that we realize their identities and gradually advance. Therefore we see when Gurudev went on his first Western preaching tour, the devotee, he was saying Jayadwani of everyone. But then Gurudev immediately got up and he said, Nitlal Shivam Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj Ki Jai. The first video ever. So how much love Gurudev had for him as well. So we'll stop here. Vanchakal Kataru Vishyaka Pasimai Vichavaitanam Bhavani Vyavishnam Bhyo Namo Namaha.
ज्ञानमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Today we just heard the wonderful glories of this tithi. I offer my Shraddha Pushpanjali unto the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. We know that he is an eternal associate of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. He is very dear to our Srila Gurudev as well, our Param Gurudev. I'll take few words to glorify this personality. Actually, he himself has written his own autobiography. So there, if you can read today also, it's actually very interesting. We've heard some of his glories there. Today he is Vyasa Puja. So many things we can learn from him. Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him the name Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he nicely explained meaning of this name. He said, Bhakti Rakshak, meaning the guardian of devotion. And Sridhar, meaning he is the emissary of the beauty of bhakti. So he's holding that beauty. Through him, we can see this beauty and everyone will be guarded. And we can see how from that time, during Prabhupada's time, he's one of the foremost sannyasis preaching. And also when Prabhupada disappeared physically in this world, then he continued to be there. He's not even going, like even at the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, we know he was like preaching all over the world. And he even had a desire to bring him abroad and be the president even of ISKCON. But of course, he denied. Even from the time of Prabhupada, Prabhupada wanted to send him also abroad. And he told Prabhupada, I can follow your order, but I will not be very effective because I won't be able to relate properly to like English people. So then that's why Prabhupada chose other devotees to go. But we can see from his life what is real preaching as well. Preaching is not just going and to places and like speaking as much like verses and of course, this is one very good, and like book distribution and all these things. This is like preaching. But we can also see, like from the point of view of actual, like from absolute point of view, that some devotees may not be going to so many places, but their power of changing people's hearts and influencing even those leaders who are actually the ones preaching, then they're there. And this way they are preaching. So his Bhakti Rakshak, he is protecting the line of the path of bhakti. Many of these preachers, they're actually taking so much of his teachings. And in this way, they're properly following the line. This line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, line of Srila Rupa Goswami, line of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So we know that when even Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world, or Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada left this world, then many of his followers then continued to be nourished under his care. When our Param Gurudev, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, we know he took sannyas from Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. When he also left this world physically, then we know our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti continued to be very strong because he was also there. We know how our Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj, Srila Chavikram Goswami Maharaj, every after Gaur Purnima, then they would always visit him and take his blessings. And he's always there. So he's, up to now we know how he's like protecting this path of bhakti. I myself, I have not met him, but I have read his books early before I even met Srila Gurudev. And actually by these books, then it cleared so many misconceptions, especially for devotees who are very new and like they're influenced by some other misconceptions by like false gurus. And so one very important book, and many Western devotees, they would always glorify this, their indebtedness for this book, is this Sri Guru and His Grace. Here he's nicely explained Guru Tattva. And actually it's because of this book that I'm appreciating Srila Gurudev. And of course, there's so many other books like he has written. Srila Bhakti Purnapuri Maharaj, he has mentioned like Prabhupada, he was like very happy how Srila, because we know Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, he's very good in Sanskrit language. Actually, his English also is very good. If up to now you can see all these videos and audio lectures, you can see it in his books how beautiful his English also. Immediately when you read some passages, sometimes devotees would pass around, they would post in the internet some very nice passages. Immediately you can identify this must be Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. He has this special mood in his language, and he knows like properly like the deep meanings of many things, and that's why even that time Prabhupada, he honored him with the title Shastra Nipuna, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami. So Shastra Nipuna meaning one who knows all purport of Shastra, very expert in the meaning of Shastra. So he has written, especially Prabhupada became very happy when he read this Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam. And there he actually became like very happy. This is not written by him. This is written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, like this. He said, this is very beautiful. And then he actually felt that I am very confident that even if I'm not here, I know this line of Bhaktivinoda Thakur will continue. The line of Rupa Goswami will continue. Because like he has seen from his writings that all this like Siddhanta is very clear. He has written so many things, actually. We just heard what he has written about this glorification of Prabhupada, and we sing this every day. But that is not the only one he's written on Prabhupada. He wrote also Prabhupada Pranati Panchakam. He has wrote Dayita Dasakam, which are all for Prabhupada. He also wrote this Prabhupada Pranati and many other and a few more others only on Prabhupada. So, and he has written like all these prayers to Lord Nityananda, Nityananda Dwadasakam, to Gadadhar Pandit as well. He has written almost practically all the pastimes of Mahaprabhu in Sutra, in this Premdam Dev Stotram. So, and sometimes we sing this, and here, like all the prominent or practically all the pastimes of Mahaprabhu is in this, in sutra form, in these verses. Prabhupada is very happy with all this, and those devotees who are entering into this line, then up to now they're being nourished by this verse, but also with all his other books, he has now all translated in English. By him, this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was translated to Bengali with original like Sanskrit verses. So we cannot like fully glorify this personality. We know that he is like eternal associate of Prabhupada. When Prabhupada, before he left this world, he asked him to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And showing like, oh, this is our like our theme song. Like this is like our main aspiration in our life. And this is our goal. So Prabhupada showing him through him. So today his appearance day, we can actually pray to this personality that by his like blessings, by his protection, we can be properly in line of this family of Srila Gurudev, the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and make our life perfect. Bancha kalpataru vishta kipala sindhu vayvacha patitanam bhavani vishnabhuna.
ओज्ञानतिम्रन्धस्य गणाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पद्रुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरोत्तिषे नमः जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीवी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जा हुए विघ्न नाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरु जी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करणी सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्व विश्वप्रद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्तवृंद की जय ब्रज श्रीमति श्री प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती की जय ऊर्जा व्रत कार्तिक व्रत नियम शिव दामोदर व्रत की जय जय व्रत वर्णकारी भक्तवृंद की जय समवेत गौर भक्त बिंद की जय गौर प्रमाण तो टुडे इज नित्यानंद प्रभुज पार्षद बीरचंद्र प्रभुज टुडे आविर्भाव तिथि अपेयर्स डे ऑल्सो सखीचंदर बाबाजी महाराज तिरुभाव तिथि एंड भक्ति रक्षक सिद्धर गोस्वामी महाराज आविर्भाव तिथि Nityananda Prabhu, he is going before this world to this Mahaprabhu's, this all desire, fulfilling for Mahaprabhu sending this Nityananda Prabhu everywhere preaching for. But Nityananda Prabhu thinking, now time is over, I am going. Giving responsibility whom? Then Jahnava Thakurani, she is taking responsibility, care everything. And she is Nityananda Prabhu's, Mahaprabhu's after. Anywhere, anybody doing wrong, your duplicity, mix and this, bhakti's line may contaminate. She is complete cleaning and purifying. So Birchandra Prabhu, he is
appears, Vasudev is near. He is also everywhere going, and all Acharya Mahanta, all preachers with his meeting. And what they are preaching and how they are distributing, distributing time is there any wrong things giving and cheating jiva. Who is telling and who is teaching them? And who is telling you are not clean things giving or giving mixture? Like many unqualified people, they do not understand Shastra's meanings. What real meanings? This, then they were doing no understanding, therefore they have no realization also. Otherwise, Shastra as it is, Shastra meanings understanding, then you practicing, you are following, then proper. Other long time you following, practicing, nothing, your feelings and realization coming, no understanding. So these things is called like duplicity, cheating. This is called cheat, special cheat, spiritual cheat. Harinam chanting, mantra chanting, this is good, but mantra devata near not praying, Harinam Prabhu near not praying, then I am no understanding who is bona fide divine master, a spiritual personality. And I am meeting with them own followers. Mostly disciples are following own disciple, own followers. Not they are respecting own spiritual master, yeah, grandsire, yeah, higher of all God person, supreme authority. Anybody, their followers, the following, then continue thinking about them. Oh, my disciple, my followers. Thinking about them, who doing their bhajan. Not doing bhajan, Mahaprabhu, yeah, Mahaprabhu's Parshad, Guru, Paramguru, Paratpar Guru, Guru Parampara. Now all Guru Parampara, what? I am preaching, anybody hearing, anybody following, practicing, he is my Parampara. I am there not thinking about him. That person, mundane, he is now trying to follow something, but I am following that person, he is contaminated. Therefore, I am all time contaminated, all time dirty. I am not following my Divine Master. Then, Shastra's meanings, how am I understanding? I am doing all wrong. Telling, no, this new person, he is now following bhakti, his past life, he has many sadhana. Therefore, this life is starting. But I am following this person, why not I am following my spiritual master all, past time. So Shastra, there is not showing on face, not reality, no understanding, Shastra meanings not understanding. Therefore in India, Srimad Bhagavad Gita has 1,000 crore purport. Only Swami Prabhupada is writing this Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Other person, they're possible they're telling as it is. They don't know what is as it is. As it is meanings they don't know. Then how can they're telling? They're writing. So you have no realization. Why not? Father following on son following on son. They're all bona fide. So guru following disciple, disciple following his disciple. This is bona fide parampara. asking, hey, who is Madhvacharya? Who is Vyasadev? Madhvacharya taking Diksha, he is going meeting with Vyasadev. He not going his disciple Kruti meeting for. No asking disciples near. And no serving. Helping, yes, serving Lord, yeah, God person. Anybody helping, they're getting Sukriti, getting well. But I am serving my followers, my disciples, my others, relatives, friends. Then what they giving me? So Bir Chandra Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu's near his came. Yeah. He is came and he is teaching this Mahaprabhu's all philosophy. Goswami is Sala Goswami Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapaitangana Bhutali, fulfilling Mahaprabhu's desire. But after Jannama Thakurani came and she is checking all, who is reality, real followers, who is badmash, doing duplicity, who? Looking, mostly many, they're all speculation, imagination, their followers. Then she is first rejecting Rup Kaviraj. And Jagannath Puri, one named Otibadi Jagannath. Bhagavat has 12 canto, he writing 13 canto. So this is not enough. 14 canto, one more and I need. She is gone there, telling you are Otibadi Jagannath. This Jagannath Das, before his Mahaprabhu's line, followers, Bhakshasar Pandit, Dhanchandra Goswami, Gopalaguru Goswami's line. But he is now writing and speaking. And then he is writing one canto more extra, after one canto more. And his followers are telling this, Otibadi Jagannath, no, Jagannath is Jagannath expansion, Mahaprabhu's expansion. I'm reading, I'm surprised, Baba. He's speaking very sweet, you know, very attractive person. Anywhere going, he's giving classes, all people is attacking. And until king, Gajapati Maharaj giving him Jagannath Puri nearby Chandan Sarovar, big area. And he, Maharaj coming plus hearing, all hearing. But after Jannama Thakurani gone there, Bishchandra Prabhu came, he's worshipping. He's very famous. But Bishchandra Prabhu sitting there class. And he's telling this Jagannath, Otibadi. Why tell Otibadi? Otibadi Chudadhari Gorangmanagari. Aul Bhaul Kartapaja Nela Darbe Sai. Sahajiya Sukhibegi Smartujat Gosai. Otibadi Chudadhari Gorangmanagari Totaka Eteror Sanganahikori. Or Totapuri, he is also Odisha from. His Mahaprabhu's life. Bir Chandra Prabhu, they are present. All assembly came, Vaishnava. Everybody came. Mahaprabhu, this class is in Bir Chandra Prabhu, classes in Sahaja is telling, you're Otibadi Jagannath. After king is hearing, and king is very sad. After some time, looking, all Odisha people, everybody like him. But then Bir Chandra Prabhu telling, oh, you changing? He say, I like to change, but Jagannath give me inspiration, then I'm doing. Then Bir Chandra Prabhu saying, okay, you following Mahaprabhu's line? Yeah, our Gaudiya lines? He say, yes, I'm following. But now he tried to change, but his followers say, no, never changing. This is our property, our wealth. You writing anything, this is our wealth. This all are following your writing, not following you. They printing quickly. Oh, this Bhagavatam printing. Then Bir Chandra Prabhu saying no. Then giving name, his name before Jagannath Das. Vichand Prabhu giving name Otibari Jagannath Das. His Bhagavatam you reading, very nice, purport, very sweet. Oh, very songs, poetry like, very tasteful. But his no understanding reality, anything is come, this is called mind speculation. Like yesterday hearing, all are body servant, mind servant. All are not eternal servant of Krishna. Brajavasis are, Brajadevis are eternal servant of Krishna. Therefore Krishna there appears. And our never, who he appears? All nonsense, all stupid, all are coming our near. Not coming Krishna. Dhanav, Manav coming, Rakshasa coming, Gandharva, Kinnar coming, Tal Betal, Bhut Prit coming. And then all are disturbed. So this is you try to reading, then you reading now Gaudiya Prabandavali. One magazine is now, books is come out, print. This one you reading, then you understanding. Like 10-15 pages writing this Otibari Jagannath, his stories. Everything very nice. But last is only not this Bhagavatam. There is other the things. Mahaprabhu's for his writing Gauranga Nagari Bhad. Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Mahaprabhu doing Rasilya. With whom Rasilya? His all Parsadis, all Brajaparikar. They are daytime, all gents, and evening time there is all are is changing on Swarup, and Gambira is Rasasthali. Many things writing. So this is not good. Same thing Bhakti Ratnakar, why not all are thinking this one proof, nice. Bhakti Ratnakar is writing Chakravarti, ki Mahaprabhu doing Chirharan Lila. Why are in this Sivasangan, Mahaprabhu doing Chirharan Lila. So this is writing many other story, this is very many problems. Therefore, nobody following these books. Prabhupada saying, no, this is not Pramanik Grantha. This is not is acceptable. Something little taking here too, but not at all. Also writing there, Ranthya Chirhan Lila, there is writing Sankirtan Ras, but they're writing another things. He's writing another things. The problem is Vichandra Prabhu and Jannama Thakurani, this body of Vaishnav Sampradaya, everywhere going, Vajamandal, Khetramandal, Goldmandal, and everybody changing. Proper line. After they are gone, Vaishnava Chakur Thakur, Vandavidyavasan Prabhu, then it's dark. Complete finish. Vaishnavism finish, complete. Who is Vaishnava? What is Vaishnavism? Anybody not know. Then next, Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and meeting with him. Everybody, but he is silence. Prabhupada came, then like his new Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement is starting. Clear and clean. Now also Guru Varga, Prabhupada, Sam Prabhupada, everybody now starting more narrowly. Ladies are shaving head, Sikha, some ladies are wearing kopin. Many things is starting now, recently, few years too. They are automatically going and shaving head, and after they now white cloth. Now, Swami Prabhupada time, they starting gopi dress, and Swami Prabhupada very angry. What is this gopi dress? You are gopi? Gopi? Gurudev also many times telling. Why not wearing sarees? Why not this dhoti? Now, brahmacharis are also yoga pant wearing. That yoga pant. Sometime after it will be bhoga pant. So this many things is like is coming out here and there to mixture, but they no understanding bhakti. Therefore, the going is out of line. So, Birchandra Prabhu, until controlling, why he is Kirudasai Vishnu? This evidence is telling Abhiram Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, many children's born. Jannava Thakur has no children, but Vasudha has children. Born and Abhiram Thakur going and offering pranam, all die. So, Nityananda Prabhu said, now Birchandra Prabhu appears, then no inviting. Say, no, Abhiram Thakur, no inviting. Big festival, but no inviting. But he is hearing, oh, big festival. No inviting me. Also, Nityananda Prabhu giving ban. Ganga crossing for any boatman. Hey, Abhiram Thakur come, then he giving double, triple money also, never crossing in Ganga. But he is jumping and swimming like 5 kilometer length, Ganga, very big. But he's coming. And big festival, he came wet cloth with his. Nityananda Prabhu, so cowards boys came. Okay, now why telling? Then cows head is, cows are, there's his staying. And cows are food giving and cow's milk he's drinking. He not coming inside, festival inside. But Abhiram Thakur saying, okay, I am only offering pranam and then go after I am meeting with him. He is gone for offering for pranam, all are hiding, Birchandra Prabhu. But he is one time offering pranam, two time offering pranam, three time, he is looking, oh, this is the incarnation of God. Otherwise, anybody came and telling, I am Nityananda Vansa, how? Dynasty, telling, I am Guru's disciple. You follow Guru's any rule, regulations, any principles, then you disciple. Otherwise, so-called, like look, one thing in my life I am looking, Swami Prabhupada disappears. So Swami Prabhupada disappears before, not too many people, but after he disappears, then somebody telling, I am his Harinam disciple, I am his Diksha disciple, but they have registered. My Guru Maharaj has registered, Swami Prabhupada has registered, or anybody name, Diksha time, and giving sign and giving name, all writing. Param Gurudev has, Prabhupada, Shastra Guru has. But looking, one, third people, here and there to come, there are lot of serving here, coming, helping, the name is now come, Prabhupada disciple. So like Mahaprabhu's time also, Mahaprabhu after, Nityananda Prabhu after, some telling me Nityananda Prabhu dynasty, telling I am Advaita Prabhu dynasty, I am his followers and disciples, but Prabhupada Sri Thakur saying only Achyutananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu's followers, other no. Prabhupada writing his Harmonist and Magazine, Sajjanta Soni, Gaudiya Patrika, everywhere. Prabhupada writing with Chandra Prabhu only Nityananda Prabhu's followers, and also he has no other dynasty. No generation. But his followers are his generation. Anybody not followers, they are not generation. So this Gaudiya Vaishnava line also, very quick problem. Shuddha Bhakti protection is very problem. Disciples are doing something wrong, then no giving punishment, no chastisement, not changing for thinking, okay, good, no problem. But Mahaprabhu not tolerate this. Mahaprabhu completely rejecting them. So after Birchandra Prabhu, then is mostly darkness, Gaudiya Vaishnava Jagat. Why? All doing bhajan, not going for preaching, not going everywhere, not truthful things is telling. Just like now, Gurudev is many times telling, hey, why are you shaving head? Why wearing hot white cloth? Who give you permission? Who's beating? Too much telling strong, but they are not caring. They are white cloth wearing, shaving head, and they telling I am sannyasi, paramahansa. I am preacher, I am guru, acharya. So this is not our goal, your line. bogus line. Jahnava Thakurani not doing like this. She is going all program and everywhere. She is all time going prachar. Birchandabhu like taking diksha. She is thinking, why taking diksha? Everybody telling necessary diksha. After Jahnamata is near, he is taking diksha. So Jahnamata has places, this is called Bhagnapala, this Kanai Balai temple and Gopeshwar temple. Khardha Nityanandapur's place, there Vasudha Devi is staying, Birchandabhu is staying there, Sam Sundar deities, and Radha Madhava, Radha Nanda Dulal, Birchandabhu himself is establishing, installing and worshipping everything. This is Nityanandapur's gift. Nityanandapur giving this all gift. And also Nityanandapur's deity, Mahaprabhu's deity, this Khardha main temple, there is present also. He is first time this everywhere going, preaching, like Khetori Gram, Narottam Thakur starting, Mahaprabhu worshipping Gaur Vishnu Priya. They are Gaur Nityanandapur deities everywhere, they installing and giving all our his service for special chances. They saying direct how will be near by Gaur Nityai. Chanting Harinam, worshipping, offering bhogo, and any harikatha speaking in front of them, and Gaur Nityai is front of is doing all program. Then they helping and changing, not doing wrong. Otherwise, I am not in Gaur Nityai is near, like Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, he giving harikatha in class. Right side is one asana, Sabhapati asana. For whom? Gorkshodhar Prabhupada Maharaj. He is respecting. So this is our parampara's respectful line. Guru not think I am all in all. He is all time saying I am Dasanudas. I am servant to servant to servant to servant to servant. Like my duty and identity. So this Birchandabhu is very special program. Nityanandapur, therefore, left and everybody recommending Abhinam Thakur, all Gaudiya Vaishnava. Srinivasa Acharya that time, Narottam Thakur, here is Jiva Goswami Prabhu, and other Kaviraj Goswami, all are. Vrindavan Das Thakur, with his, he is also meeting. So, also today is this Sakhi Charan Das Babaji Maharaj Tirubhav, telling Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has desire, he Chaitanya Math, Yogapit, how is this making this Mahaprabhu's house and temple and everything. That time Bhakti Pillars Tirtha Maharaj, Kunjabhari Vidyabhushan, they are going arranging program and some places Prabhupada Harikatha and some collection. Then this, his name before is Bhakti Vijay Prabhu. So he is meeting with this Kunjabihari Vidyabhushan Prabhu and came meeting within this Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That time Bhaktivinoda Thakur present. And Gorkhasudar Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, all present. He is meeting and he is praying and begging, oh, give me this responsibility, this service give me, I am serving. Then he is alone, his all income, all wealth and property, everything with he is giving and this Yogapitha, this Mahaprabhu, this temple is making. After this Imlitala Gaudiya Sangha, his Bhakti Saran Goswami Maharaj near, he took Babaji base, Paramahansa base. Also this Imlitala, all temple and everything he is making. Also Bhakti Ratna Sridhar Maharaj, this temple and everything he is doing. He is mostly all time Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur disciples are anywhere present, like Chatak Parvat, Puri, Purushottam Math. near Nilkuti, Purushottam Math. He is there also helping. Prabhupada Sastaku time, he is saying this service, temple seva, niskam nishartho, meaning no unconditional service. But you are not serving Guru's happiness for your name and fame, popularity for you are doing, then bhakti not coming. Then will be famous. Also this wealth, double, triple, fourth, 100 times extra coming you near, back. And you are serving, they are accepting, then you will be nishkinchan akinchan. And will be all are near and dear and forever. Otherwise, you have little desire and you are also glorify oneself. I am done this, I am did this, then fruit is coming. This is karma. This karma for fruit is lot of coming. But he is Prabhupada Harikatha hearing after this Paramahansa is taking, but he is nishkinchan akinchan. After his departure, then Chaitanya Yogapita inside, then he giving his samadhi. Why there is samadhi? He is saying, Prabhupada, I like bhakta darshan and bhakta seva. All are fittest for my life. How can I am smearing my bodies? So he is in gatekeeper, like inside gate. Left side is samadhi. He is there, is present. So Chaitanya Mahat, without Sankirtanam, without any person is coming and doing like other program, not allowed. Sometime ISKCON going, ISKCON Acharya is going. Oh, they are speaking some this side, that side. Oh, at a time they are locking gate and putting inside room. Big fight come. After compromising. Though there is Yogapita inside, not possible you are going and sitting and doing prajalpa, you are speaking about this and that, this is not possible. They are very strong. You are thinking they are not present, they are in samadhi, they are not samadhi, they are in outline present. This understanding very problems. They are eternal and all-time gatekeeper and all-time serving. Therefore, not possible anything doing wrong. Mahaprabhu house, like before Ishan Thakur, Bhagnisipadan Thakur. Mahaprabhu's father Jagannath Mishra Sachimata's time, after Vishnu Priya's time, after Mahaprabhu gone, Sanyas after, they staying. 3 generations continue this staying. After Bhaktivinoda Thakur making this temple and everything, now many sevak continue serving there. So Sakicharana Das Babaji Maharaj, there is samadhi and continue to say, I am life to life serving this Yogapit. I will be gatekeeper and forever I am staying here, I am serving and protecting. Like temple has pujari. He is coming, ringing bell and offering bhoga, and temple is closing and going. He has no responsibility. But main sevak who? Cleaning, looking, what needed, after thinking, 24 hours busy. Then they forever, anywhere going, they following this responsibility. Eternal Brajamandal going, they are also they doing everything. So Sakicharana Das Babaji Maharaj, his Guru Maharaj near, Shiksha Guru, Saranga Gosai Maharaj, Siddhar Maharaj, everybody is near, he is praying continue. Keep, please, all are give me little this bless. I am continue serving myself like is one fit dust of Brajavasis. Also today is Bhakti Rakhak Siddhar Gosai Maharaj, Abhirbhav Dithi. Everybody know his highest Brahmin family nearby Bardhaman district, Hapaniya, there is appears. His scholar everywhere, but he is meeting with this Prabhupada Sastakur, then he has many questions. mostly that time is Brahmins are smart Brahmins, they are against of this Prabhupada and Prabhupada line. Prabhupada, he is giving everybody Diksha, Harinam, and Brahmin Sanskar, Veda Mantra, or Temple Seva Adhikar, all caste religion, everybody's. Therefore, these Brahmins are very disturbed. Then, also he is hearing Maharaj, then he is calm, asking for question. But Prabhupada is before his, he is starting Harikatha, ki soul is not any caste and religion inside. Body is, has no caste and religion, five elements which is make this body. Mind has which caste? Prabhupada already explaining, his hearing, telling really his body has what caste? Everybody has five elements. Mind has what caste? What religion? Soul has what religion? Soul is got part and parcels. Brahma's part and Brahmin. Why they are quarreling and fighting smartos are? He hearing one day Harikatha, but one day meaning 1 hour hearing, and then he has no more question. He says, really, he is Sadguru. His judgment is very first-class judgment. Other person is only fighting with this husk. This is my body, your body, you are lower caste, I am high caste. You are qualified, I am unqualified, this and that, all time you are tall, I am small. Bas. Like football playing, jibas is all here to there, there to there. But jibas don't know what reality. Prabhupada, it is real things telling. After his Prabhupada mercy, Harikatha hearing, and at a time his Prabhupada near to take order, came Varanasi, university's principal house. And he is too much abusing Prabhupada. They are entire three person, Van Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Hayagri Brahmachari. Three person came, are fighting with him and defeating him. After they starting there to complete India and Madras, they are preaching Bombay, Delhi, everywhere. Are everywhere arranging Prabhupada for program and opening center and mission. That time no like the building or renting house. And there is starting prachar. They are preaching and all followers. And after is open the center building, Delhi has also rent and Mathura renting house everywhere. After new building. So Sridhar Maharaj preaching, Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur saying, oh, after will be next Acharya, this Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Maharaj. Then there is telling, you are protector of our Gaudiya mission. Many scholar, but he is telling, you are Bhakti Rakak. Bhakti is protector. Also, this after Chaitanya Mahat has problem come Prabhupada after, then Bhakti Bharat Tirtha Maharaj, he came. After his departure, then more problem come. Then there is Bhakti Pragyan Jyoti Maharaj came. Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Maharaj near. Oh, please you helping us. Otherwise Chaitanya Mahat will be finished. Then it's okay. I have one request. You follow, then I am helping. Say what? Say Bhakti Hridaya Van Maharaj, qualified, bona fide, he will be Chaitanya Mahat Acharya, then I am helping. Then that all Chaitanya Mahat followers saying, okay, why this Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Maharaj, before also he is criminal lawyer, not ordinary person, a very strong. And then he say, okay, Van Maharaj is talking, he is taking this post, Acharya post, then I am going court. Sridhar Maharaj not going court, only one application giving, judge accepting, and then after giving judgment, Van Maharaj then is Acharya. But they are very tricky. 1 year for a year, 2 year for Acharya, then they take stealing this post, giving other one. After one, to stay, the fault is showing. After one, first post. So this world is very strange. But Bhakti Siddhar Maharaj all time helping. And his truthful things he all time explaining and mention giving. His books is reading, then understanding Gaudiya Vaishnava line. Other person has many, many books, but they are no like this, this power. His lecture, your classes, your books is reading, then life coming. Everywhere something, 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, but there is like 99%. So this is called Guru Sevak. This is called Prabhupada, ya Mahaprabhu's line and movement. So today is Vyasa Puja. Param Guru Devaiti is a very good sweet relation after our Guru Varga, everybody going. But sometime he's like is something poking, telling this is not good. Then my Guru Maharaj, Tibikram Maharaj giving strong answer. Then he's reading, he's very happy. Yes. Guru Nishtha Sevak, will be glorify this world. Anybody anything telling, I'm tolerated, so I giving right answer. Maharaj, we were writing. Somebody telling he is 3 days fasting. But this is not truth. Why I am going with this Maharaj many times? And other sannyasi youth is going, looking there, how they're discussing, talking, how sweet they have discussion and behavior. Oh, also followers are thinking, oh, Maharaj attacking is Siddhar Maharaj, but this is not truthful. He is very happy. He says, yes, I'm telling something, but you are Guru Nishtha Sevak, Guru Sevak. You are giving answer. I'm very happy. Like Bhisham Pitamaha telling Arjuna, I am going war, fighting for. But you tomorrow, you shooting me and killing me. I give you a permission. He said, how possible? You are grandfather, grandfather. Also, you are our everything. How can I killing in you? He said, no, I give you order. Why? Duryodhana everyday teaching. Duryodhana everyday telling, oh, you are our general, Senapati, but you are like them. Therefore, all our 99 brothers die, but they have 5 brothers. Not one leg is broken, your finger is cut. You are all the time helping them. Too much teaching and abusing. He said, okay, tomorrow I'm killing one Pandava. And Pandava's night time came and then what's saying? Tomorrow you're killing me. So all Guru Varga with a relationship, understanding very tricky, but heartfelt love they have, relation they have. Therefore, Maharaj, Kartik month, every year following this day, Maharaj at Vyasa Puja. Very nice feast, Harikatha, program, everything. Very nice program. Every year, many years to following. But other temple, they following, not following, no guarantee, but is Maharaj all time following. Our line is, therefore, is strong and this line has built power. So now, tomorrow next hearing, God Pramande.